Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, I'm Danielle, the office manager at Striving Together Publications. Striving Together Publications is a ministry committed to providing you with life-changing books and resources. One of my favorite things about working for Striving Together is hearing your stories. Stories of how God has used a book, a CD, or a Sunday school curriculum in your life and ministry. Every day, we rejoice that our resources are helping others to come to Christ and helping Christians grow in their faith. Our online store is filled with resources that will encourage you and those you love. Be sure to visit us at strivingtogether.com, or we would love to talk personally with you. Just call toll-free at 1-800-201-7748. Thank you for allowing us to serve you through Striving Together Publications.
If the pace of life ever seems overwhelming to you, or if the challenges of a new year are daunting, God has just what you need. He has grace for the pace. That's next on Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell. Stay with us. So many dynamics to the pace of our lives really fall to the sovereignty of God. They are attributed to circumstances that are beyond our control. And often we get swept up in that pace and it seems daunting and even overwhelming. And yet the same God who is sovereign in your circumstances has sovereign grace for your pace. He has a grace to restore and replenish and rest and strengthen you for every step of your journey. And that's the topic of our present series with Dr. Paul Chappell here on Daily in the Word. Thanks for tuning in today to Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church, president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. We're studying this month the grace, the awesome, wonderful, amazing grace of God, grace for the pace. This series will strengthen you and equip you for the new year that we're facing right now. Before we join today's message, I encourage you to visit us online at dailyintheword.org. You'll find not only information about this ministry and Dr. Paul Chappell, but you'll find a variety of complimentary resources that will strengthen you and encourage your spiritual growth in the new year. All of it at dailyintheword.org. But now let's turn our hearts to the Word of God and this series, Grace for the Pace. Here's Pastor Chappell to introduce today's message.
Have you heard anyone today tell you that they are tired? Have you told anyone else, I'm tired? Well, if you have, you're probably not alone. This nation of ours is filled with tired people. And yet the Bible promises a resting grace from the Lord Jesus Christ. How we thank God that we can receive from Him a grace that provides comfort, strength, and inner nourishment for our soul. Let's learn today from 1 Peter chapter 5 about God's resting grace.
Now I have good news this morning. God has power to strengthen your faith and mine. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And God has a purpose in strengthening us. God doesn't strengthen us so we can walk around saying, well, I'm a great Christian. You ought to be lucky I'm a member of this church. And I just want you to know, I'm a strong Christian. That's not why. Notice what Jesus said in Luke 22:32. He said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. He said to his disciples, now when you become complete and mature and when you are strengthened, then I want you to go out and strengthen someone else. God says the purpose for strengthening our faith is so that tomorrow at work, you might be the witness that God has called you to be. And so that we might be the salt and light in this community that God has called us to be. He strengthens us so that we might serve. Now listen very carefully. We have over 300 Sunday school teachers in this church. We have over 200 folks in the choir. There are folks serving in various ministries right now as I speak. And that's a wonderful thing. And many of you are witnessing and serving God and having devotions with your family. But God did not create you to be a human doing. God created you to be a human being. In other words, He wants you to be something with Him before you do things for Him. And God says, I want to strengthen you in your heart so that you won't burn out. I want to fill you up with my word so that you won't crash and burn. God says, I'm strengthening you for this purpose, that when you go out in that workplace tomorrow, you might not go in the energy of your flesh, but you might go in the power of my spirit. For it is not by my might, but it is by the Spirit of God that we can do the ministry God has called us to do in this day. And we need the strengthening of our faith today more than ever before. Listen, everything of this world is coming against your faith, and Satan wants to devour you. But God says, I want to strengthen you. God says, I have grace for you when you're suffering. God says, I have grace for you when you need strengthening. But notice thirdly this morning, God says, I have grace for you when you need settling. Now, I want you to look with me at one word here in the Bible. By the way, how many of you believe that all Scripture is given by inspiration? Every word is important. Amen? Amen. Every word. We believe in this church in the verbal plenary inspiration of the Bible. That is, we believe that every word is a God-given word. So let's look at the last part of verse 10. Notice what it says. Settle you. Now, let's just say those two words together, shall we? Settle you. God says, I have grace. I'm the God of all grace. And I have grace to settle you. Now, folks, very few people today are settled. We live in a mobile society. People are from job to job, marriage to marriage, church to church, angry, happy, all kinds of emotions. Very few people are settled. Some people are unsettled about whether they would go to heaven someday. Some people are unsettled about the love of God. Many people today are restless in their spirit, and they are not settled. But God says, I want to settle you. I want your life to be a life that is settled and that is productive by my grace. Now, if we will have a settled life, then we must in the first place be settled on a foundation. We must have our lives settled on a foundation. And may I say to you this morning that God's Word is our foundation. The Word of God is our foundation. Oh, how we thank God that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for instruction and for reproof and for instruction in righteousness' sake, the Bible says, that we might grow in the Word of God. Now, I've learned about building programs, and I've learned about the importance of foundations during the building programs of our church. We've seen many millions of dollars of buildings built here. And it's amazing, after months and months of doing the plans and months of plan check, and finally the city puts a stamp of approval, and we've had some offerings, and we've been praying, and all of a sudden it's time to start a building. I remember when this building started. You know, we didn't immediately start putting steel in the air. You know, the first thing we did, we started digging a hole in the ground. We dug a hole 20 feet under this floor this morning. We went down 20 feet because this soil here is what they call sandy loam soil. And so we went down 20 feet, and then we brought the soil back in and we compacted it with heavy equipment. Then we went around and dug the foundational trench. The foundational trench for this building was about 6 or 7 feet wide, and it went down about 10 or 12 feet in the ground, and we placed rebar and then tons of concrete. Why? Because the most important part of a building is the foundation, and the most important part of your spiritual life is the foundation. And we must determine that we are on Christ, the solid rock, and that we are founded and settled upon the Word of God. We must know that we are doing what we are doing because of what the Bible says. Someone says, well, why is it that you find yourself living a certain lifestyle? Because the Bible says. It's not good enough to say, I'm on the foundation of my pastor or my parents. Someone says, well, why do you go to church? Because the Bible says, Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Well, why do you have an offering? Because the Bible says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, such as God hath prospered him. But why do you baptize people under the water? Because the Bible says, they went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. But why is it that the young ladies of the church just a moment ago dressed so modestly? Because the Bible says in 1 Timothy that they are to dress in modest apparel. But why is it that we sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs? Because the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5. And sometimes Christians in America today are so spiritually illiterate that they do not understand normal Christianity because they've not been in the Bible enough to know what it is. Get your life founded on the Bible, my friend. Let the Bible be your foundation. Some of you have heard about the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I never knew this until this week. The word Pisa means marshy land. The Leaning Tower of Pisa is 179 feet tall. Every year, it is tilting by about 1/10 of an inch. In fact, if you were to put a plumb line at the top of the Tower of Pisa, it is already, according to the report I read this week, it is already 17 feet out of plumb, and that by the year 2008, they expect the Leaning Tower of Pisa to fall right down on the Ristorante where the scientists go every year to have lunch and talk about the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I hope they're not in there eating on that day. Why is the tower leaning? Because it was built on a marsh. Make sure that your life is built on the unchanging Word of God. God's Word is our stabilization. Turn, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 4 very quickly. The Bible says in Ephesians 4 and verse 11, and he, speaking of Jesus, Ephesians 4:11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Jesus did this. He gave them to the church. Why? For the perfecting, again, the maturing of the saints. Why? For the work of the ministry. God says, I'm going to give pastors and teachers for the teaching and maturing of the saints, so that the saints can do the work of the ministry. God says it's not just the pastor that's supposed to do the work of the ministry, but that every saint should be a servant. So we are going to be perfected for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Notice verse 14 now. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to speak to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. God says it's not his will that we would be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Some folks, it takes just a little false teaching to sway them, just a little gossip to sway them, and before they know it, they're in an entirely different faith system because of some subtle thing that was said by those who are lying in wait to deceive a gullible Christian who's not grounded on the Word of God. When I was a little boy in Sunday school, we learned a lot of songs that, looking back, really helped my faith to develop. Now, one song we sang was a song about the wise man building his house upon the rock. And the rock was the Word of God and Christ himself. And the song said, the wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man, and it talked about building the house upon the rock. Then it said, and the rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up, but the house on the rock stood firm. And it talked about that Jesus Christ is the rock. Then we'd sing the song about the foolish man. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish, by the way, there will be no second offering for this song. I want you to know that. I know some of you say you're looking charismatic up there, but we're having fun, amen? The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. You know what? Sing it with me. The rains came down. Some of you are too embarrassed, aren't you? And the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the sand went smash. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the lesson the song taught me. Friend, we must determine today that we are living our lives based upon the foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. We must be settled on a biblical foundation. And many Christians today are weak in their understanding of the Bible. And many professing Christians are practicing various different things that are nowhere to be found in the Bible this morning. And we need to get back to a revival of the book in America today, getting settled on the Word of God. But you know, even more than that, we need to be settled on a person. Settled on a person. Settled in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, 1 Corinthians 3:11 says it this way. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said, now, there's no other foundation that will do other than the foundation that God laid, and that is the person and the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are a lot of people today who may have religion. They may have a membership in a church, but they are not settled in a person. You can change labels, you can change denominations, but what matters is, do you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ this morning in your heart? I heard about a neighborhood where a fellow moved in. Turned out he was the only Baptist. Everybody in his neighborhood was of the Roman Catholic faith. And sure enough, there came a time called Lent. And Lent, for some religions, is 40 days before Easter. You're supposed to give certain things up. And I've never found it personally in the Bible, but as soon as I do, we'll begin to celebrate it. I promise you that. And they were going to celebrate Lent. And one of the things many people give up during that time is steak and red meat and so forth. And so here they were in the middle of the Lenten season, and this Baptist fella, he got out on a Saturday afternoon in his backyard. He started to cook some big, juicy steaks. He had his Diet Coke and his steaks. Boy, that smell started to permeate through the neighborhood. All those fellas were eating their tuna sandwiches. They said, "This is rough. We need to go talk to John about this. We need to share some things with him." And they went and talked to John about it, and they finally drug him down to their church, and they said to their priest, they said, "Look, we got to do something about this." And the priest talked to the man. He said, "All right, here's what we'll do." He took some water. He sprinkled some water over him. He said, "You were born a Baptist. You were raised a Baptist, but now you are a Catholic." And so John went back to his neighborhood. Next year, the Lenten season came back around. And sure enough, that first Saturday came, and those big, juicy steaks were back on the grill. And that smell was coming through the neighborhood. And those men got together. They said, "We can't take this all month. We need to go talk to John and talk to him about his conversion." And so they went over, and they went to his house. And as they were coming through the gate, they heard a sound. They heard John talking. Next to his barbecue, there was just a little pitcher of water. He was sprinkling it on his grill, and he was saying, "You were born a cow, you were raised a cow, but you are now a fish." Now, friend, you can change the label all you want, but what really matters is what's in your heart. It doesn't matter how many times you've been sprinkled. It doesn't matter how many times you have been immersed. What matters is your life on Christ today? Have you been settled on the Lord Jesus Christ? I want you to look in your hymn book this morning. There's, if you're on the front row, they're right underneath you. Just look at the hymn book, number 404. I worry about churches today that are getting away from the hymn book. I know there's some good choruses today. We sing some of them. But you know the old hymn writers, they knew the Bible. And I believe that singing is a way to learn the Bible. And notice what it says in this 404, what the songwriter said. "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame." In other words, he says, I better not trust in any other good man or good prophet. He said, "But wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." My friend, make sure today that your life is on Christ. In Matthew 16 and verse 17, Jesus came to Peter and he said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Jesus was talking to Peter. He said, "Thou art Peter, thou art Petros, you are the little rock." And then he says, "But upon this rock," speaking of himself, the Greek word is Petra, "upon this rock," this giant rock, "I will build my church." Three times the Antelope Valley Press called me this week. "We want your comment about the new pope." That's challenging for sometimes for a Baptist to exactly know how to comment. I'm thankful for any religion that stands against abortion and homosexuality. But I want to tell you something, friend. When it comes to knowing salvation is mine and heaven is my home, it has nothing to do with the church. It has everything to do with Christ and His shed blood. And Jesus said, "Peter, You're the little rock, like this paperclip. You are the Petros, but upon this rock, like half dome, he says, I will build my church. When you compare Jesus to the men of this world, and I do not believe Peter was the first pope, but when you compare Peter to the Lord Jesus, or any man to the Lord Jesus, it's like comparing a pebble to half dome rock. Jesus said, I'm not going to build my church on a mere man. I'm going to build the church on my doctrine and on my finished work, the shedding of my blood and my resurrection from the grave. Amen. You see, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4, and did all drink that same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Jesus is the living bread. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the lily of the valley. Jesus is the rose of Sharon. Jesus is the resurrection and life. And without Jesus, my friend, there is no hope of eternal life. And so Peter says, now, may the grace of God settle you. When you put your head on the pillow tonight, will you be settled concerning your eternal destiny? Are you able to say, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness? I know that it's because of His grace that I've been saved, and my heart has been settled by God's grace. Or will you be unsettled? A lot of people are, you know. I ask people all the time, do you know for sure that if you died, heaven would be your home? Well, I sure hope so. That's a tough one, isn't it? My friend, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. God says, I want you to be settled. I don't want your life to be tossed to and fro anymore. But by my grace, I want to help you be settled and resting in Christ. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for this time this morning to learn about your grace and how you help us, Lord, when satanic opposition comes and struggles come. But Lord, how you want our lives to be firmly affixed to you as the solid rock.
You've been listening to Dr. Paul Chappell on today's edition of Daily in the Word, teaching and preaching through a series entitled Grace for the Pace. Understanding God's sovereignty and God's grace in our circumstances, always God gives us exactly the strength we need to accomplish what He's called us to accomplish. What a great promise in the new year. We hope you'll join us for every step of this journey, Grace for the Pace. If you're joining us late in the series and would like to hear recent broadcasts, you can visit us online at dailyintheword.org. And I encourage you to subscribe or refer a friend to subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast. You can download Daily in the Word and take it with you on your iPad or computer and listen to it at your convenience, even in areas where this program is not broadcast. Also, we have a gift we'd like to send you this month. It's a book written by Dr. Chappell that will strengthen you greatly in the new year. It's entitled Living Beyond Your Capacity, Understanding the Spirit-Filled Life. This powerful 200-page paperback book is a thorough examination of what the Holy Spirit means in the life of a Christian and how that God's presence changes everything. It's a great companion to this series, Grace for the Pace. It's a great read. It will strengthen and encourage you or a friend. Again, it's entitled Living Beyond Your Capacity, Understanding the Spirit-Filled Life, a great book. We'd like to send it to you if you'll consider partnering with us in the ministry of Daily in the Word for your gift of any amount. And your gift goes directly into covering the costs of airtime across the country on stations like this. Your gift will help us to continue ministering the Word of God and the Gospel of Christ in areas like yours, and it would be such a blessing to partner with you. In your gift of any amount, we will turn around and send you this gift book, Living Beyond Your Capacity. I promise you, you'll be glad you read it. It will encourage you and strengthen your walk with the Lord. Living Beyond Your Capacity, Understanding the Spirit-Filled Life, our special feature this month as you begin your new year. Before we wrap up today's program, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with a word of greeting.
One of my favorite verses is 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Friend, if you do not know that you have eternal life, right now you can receive Christ as your Savior. Just admit to the Lord that you know you are a sinner, that you cannot save yourself, and that you believe He, as the Son of God, shed His blood for your sin and rose again for your justification, and then ask Him to come into your heart, forgive your sin, and make you His child. When you do that by faith, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," and you can know that you have everlasting life.
Well, thanks, Pastor. And friend, again, you've been listening to Daily in the Word. We'd love to hear from you. You can call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. That's a great way to contribute to the ministry and invest with us into the work of God. Give us a call toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. You can also visit us online at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. We'd love to receive letters from you. You can email us when you visit the website, or you can send your letter to 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. And don't forget our gift to you this month, Living Beyond Your Capacity, Understanding the Spirit-Filled Life, a great book by Dr. Chappell. You'll enjoy reading it, and we'll send it to you for your gift of any amount. Your investment, your partnership with us is greatly appreciated as we teach and preach the Word of God here on a daily basis. Thanks for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word, and until next time, have a great day.